Hello, Internet.
Woot.
We don't have Jay or Brita.
Brita's
doing something, but I've just got to assume that Jay is actually dead now.
Well, you know, sometimes it takes a while.
He's cheated death for so long.
That soft tissue damage catches up with you.
And then, you said soft.
the limp tissue.
How you doing, Alan?
I'm all right.
You were yelling at your cats earlier. Too bad that needs to get in the recording. It startled me. I'm just sitting here just like, I was watching a YouTube video and suddenly you're like, hey, cut that out. And I'm like, I'm watching a YouTube video waiting for the show to start.
They were having a fight under my desk.
Now, do they really scrap or is they're just playing?
Well, they're playing, but they're really scrapping. To them, that is playing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, as long as they're not growling at each other. Well, as long as they're not mostly growling at each other.
Mostly growling. Semi-growling.
Semi-growling.
A hemi-growl is acceptable?
Yes.
And I see Brita.
And the occasional hiss.
But is this feline love?
Oh, yeah.
I have minimal experience with cats. I have almost no experience with like houses with multiple cats.
Oh yeah.
And I have zero experience with Brita level cats.
Yeah, they're nuts over each other. They really are.
Oh, are you discussing Cosmo and Amy?
Yes, they were having an altercation right before we started.
The happy couple.
Yep.
And I for a brief moment thought Alan was yelling at me.
No.
I tucked my tail between my legs and I went and sat in the corner until someone said I could go get up.
So how's everybody tonight?
Better than Jay.
Is Jay going to be joining us or is he tucked Jay's, into bed?
No, he's dead.
He passed on.
Yeah.
Jay is not dead. Yeah, is this like a year, a weekly thing? Jay's not dead.
He's dead. That's what
Paul,
I heard.
Paul's also dead.
Yeah.
Stop.
Paul's
it.
Dead.
Did you see he was barefoot in that last picture?
What are you even talking about?
Abbey Road?
The Beatles.
Oh, God, the Beatles. I don't like the Beatles. I never did.
Oh.
And I don't like Monty Python and what's his face? Terry
Brita,
Pratchett.
I've got to say, you can't 100% dislike the Beatles because they've done such like wide range of from I Want to Hold Your Hand to I Am the Walrus and everything in between. So there's got to be at least like three Beatles songs that you kind of dig on.
No,
off the top of my head.
Yeah,
that Cuckoo Cuckoo song makes me want to stab somebody in the eyeball.
Oh, it's fucking terrible.
Oh yeah. My God.
I am overall a strong disliker of the Beatles, but there's like four or five songs that are like really catchy tunes.
Maybe Hey Jude is okay.
Hey Jude's pretty good.
I like
Hey Jude, Lady Madonna, Rocky Raccoon, and I kind of dig the hook on
this. They have a song named Rocky Raccoon. Are you
sure
serious?
Do.
Oh my
sure
God.
Do. It's good.
I do not. I am not familiar.
I like Live and Let Die. Oh, wait. That wasn't the Beatles.
I don't that song would be awesome if they didn't have the goddamn
That's
touchy-feely
the Wings,
bridge.
Right?
Yeah, it was Paul McCartney. I like Paint It Black. Oh, wait, that's the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
There really aren't any Beatles songs I like.
I can't even name one. Hey Jude, maybe, because it's catchy.
And part of the reason I never liked the Beatles is because Beatles fans are so fucking irritating.
I don't know. I think I miss the whole Beatles thing too, also because growing up, like rock music or Beatles aren't even really rock, but I guess they are kind of.
Yes, they are.
It was not a thing in my house. I grew up with like big band music and that sort of era music and jazz and, you know, whatever. So it was like, I kind of missed the whole Beatles.
I was discussing with my Irish carpenter. I was asking him, I'm like, since you're Irish.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Tell me.
Did he know Brita?
Yes. He knows Brita quite well. Mm-hmm. And he was definitely the one of the, so man, you're black, right? And he goes, oh, yeah. Without, like, even hesitating, just dove into it. But I'm like, you too. Are they the greatest rock band of all time, or are they a complete fucking dog band? And he went, oh, man, greatest rock band of all time. He goes, come on, what's your favorite rock band? And I did not have an answer because it's one of those, like, I could say, like, Tom Waits, because Tom Waits' Grammy was for best rock and roll artist. But
yeah.
Tom Waits, under no circumstances, is a rock – I mean, I consider him a folk artist.
Tom Waits is kind of in his own –
I mean, he certainly spans genres of the – he'll, you know, dip his toe in this water and dip his toe in that water, you know, right.
Did he write a song that had a backbeat?
Oh, yeah.
Then it's rock and roll.
He's definitely written rock songs. But I don't necessarily know, like, he won in 99 for Mule Variations of the best rock album of the year. And there's a bunch of rock songs on that album, but I don't know if I'd call it a rock album. Either way, but again, there's no like straight rock and roll music because I never really got into. I mean, I like rock and roll, but like the closest I get are different subgenres. I like punk rock and roll. I like psychobilly.
Yeah, I think rock and roll is too broad of a.
Yeah.
Category.
If it has a backbeat, it's rock.
I don't even know what backbeat means.
It's the syncopated backbeat that gives rock and roll its name.
Okay.
I like Johnny Cash, and he did a bunch of rock and roll, but mostly he's a country artist. I do really like Jerry Lee Lewis, and I found out like in 2013 he put out an album. And it's fucking just as good as his earlier shit.
Jerry Lee Lewis?
Is still fucking alive, yes.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. Nope.
Still alive.
I would have never expected that.
Is he still screwing 14-year-olds too? Or?
I don't think he's screwing at all. If you see pictures of him.
I didn't even know he was alive.
I think his dick is just for... You know who also is alive? Speaking of rock and roll. Is
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards is also alive. No, Johnny B. Goode. What the fuck's his name?
Little Richard?
No, that's not Little Richard. Little Richard is also still alive, which is alarming. I mean, or maybe he's not. I think he's a zombie.
Chuck
his
Berry.
Eyes Chuck creepy. Berry. Chuck was, Berry. Yeah. Chuck Berry is absolutely still alive.
What? Wow. Okay.
Well, you know, rock and roll is not that old.
I mean, and as far as I know, Chuck Berry is not screwing 14-year-olds, but he is installing cameras in their showers.
Chuck, okay. How old is he?
Oh, he's got to be in his, like, 70s. Late 70s.
89.
89?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Impressive.
Fats Domino is still alive? No shit, T-Bold.
Wow.
Man. Is Chuck Berry the one who, like, he will still play gigs, but...
Yes.
I think I heard a story. He plays gigs, but he does it like really low key, where all he really wants is a car to pick him up. And he shows up.
That does sound like what I've heard about Chuck Berry. Is he still does regularly perform, but in no way, shape, or form is he the Chuck Berry, you know, one of the first front men of rock and roll.
Huh.
And of course, Ike beat Tina to death. Love that line.
Now I have to look up Jerry Lee Lewis. I am shocked at Jerry Lee Lewis still being alive.
I am too.
He's 80. I guess he's not that old. Huh.
Yeah, but he lived a fucking hard.
Yeah, that's you know, that's like 300 in rock and roll years.
Yeah, he's 80s, but them's all city miles.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow.
Jerry Lee Lewis has never even been on the fucking highway of life.
Let's get this out of the way.
Hello! It is October 77th, and Jerry Lee Lewis is still alive. It's the Squirrel Report.
It's Thursday, February 18th, 2016, episode 184 of the Squirrel Report.
184? That's a lot. That's a big number.
So, yes, it is. Seriously, what's going on with Jay?
He's dead.
He is not dead.
He is.
I have to check Facebook. He's still alive, according to Facebook.
Well, Facebook.
How does Facebook know when someone dies?
It doesn't.
Oh, good. He actually got real drugs for his back.
Oh, he's probably passed out on the sofa. I'm sure. Something.
His most recent Facebook post regarding his back reads, "Never underestimate the power of good meds and actual rest. Back seems to be on the mend, and the medicine listed as may cause drowsiness should actually say will knock you right the fuck out." Good for you, Jay.
He's quite the lightweight when it comes to stuff like that. So, yeah, more than likely he was the, I'm just going to shut my eyes for a couple of minutes to charge up for the show. And yeah, that's it's stuck that way.
Yeah, dead. We have a caller.
Oh, good.
Boy, that was quick.
Area code 719. Hello.
Hey, Jack Wiley here from Colorado.
Hey.
Ooh.
Awesome. How are you
Is
doing?
This like a new caller?
I think he's called in before.
So, now, first time.
Oh, okay.
First time caller, long time listener.
Yay!
Awesome.
Stickers!
Yeah, email me your address. We'll get you some stickers. But you got to tell us a bad joke.
Do you have a bad joke?
A bad joke?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you guys, that was last week, I thought.
I know, but I like it.
We're making it a regular thing.
Okay, I'll tell you a dirty joke.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. A white horse falls in a mud puddle.
Oh.
That was my dad's dirty joke.
That's dirty and bad.
But my dad went kinky. My dad said there were three of them.
A kinky
three
dirty joke.
Three-way horses in a mud puddle.
That's right.
So okay. We're amazed at rock stars that are still alive, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the guys from the Rolling Stones, man? All those
Yeah,
guys
Keith Richards.
Like, yeah. I mean, that guy is, like, nothing but...
I think he's a zombie.
THC and alcohol or something. Yeah. I don't know.
He is 72 years old, Keith Richards.
But entirely made out of old catcher's mitts.
And blood transfusions.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's got to be, what, 72 is, you know, that's got to be, what? Let's see. Let
me do 312 in rock and roll years.
115 in rock and roll years.
Yeah.
And for Keith Richards, those are all city miles in like, first gear with the oil pan drained dry.
It's like half a century or half a millennium in rock and roll years.
And by the way, Radis notes that Abe Vigoda is dead now.
Yes. He is.
Mm-hmm. Any NASCAR fans in the
room? Not really.
I don't think so.
No, huh? All right, we'll move on to the next subject.
Okay.
Dale Earnhardt Sr. dead, Dale Earnhardt Jr. alive.
Yeah, and... What do you call a guy that does nothing but sell? Doesn't really do his job really well, but sells a lot of shit. Dale Hart Jr.
Oh, speaking of NASCAR, wasn't the EPA trying to make a rule that said you couldn't modify cars to turn them into race cars?
Huh?
I think I read that.
On that one.
Yeah, there's a rule proposal that says that you can't take a vehicle that was like a production car and basically hot rod it, make it, you know, alter it so you run it on a track because that's you know, altering the pollution control equipment.
But you're no longer driving it on public roads.
They don't care anymore. That's the rule they're trying to make say you can't.
This is Church of Global Warming shit, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, well, but I'm wondering how that's going to affect NASCAR because technically those are all production cars, or they're supposed to be. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge,
Have
production
you looked
cars.
At them lately?
Yeah, I understand. I mean, but that's, you know, I mean, they got, you know, they're in a Ford, you know, what I remember last time I paid any attention to NASCAR, they were running, quote, Ford Tauruses, you know, and it didn't look like any damn Taurus I ever saw, but at least.
Oh, I love the decals that look like headlights.
Yeah.
Right.
That always just cracks me up.
But the idea is that at least some piece of the car is supposed to be like a production vehicle.
The steering wheel? No, that is not a
I don't know. Maybe a, you know, a token piece of the frame or something. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not that into NASCAR, but I do know that a lot of people that race start off racing cars that they've, you know, they have turned into race cars from just like regular street cars.
Wow. Did that hijack the show or what?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I just looked it up. I thought so. They've officially switched into the Ford Fusion.
Nice.
Oh man, it's got to be a decal. No. Well, yeah, there's no way. That might be functional, but it's got the
895 horsepower Ford Fusion.
rear wheel drive carbureted Ford Fusion.
Uh-huh. Actually, they're fuel injected now. But
are they allowed to be fuel injected?
They're all fuel injected. They're all computer controlled now. Hmm.
When did that change?
3 years ago.
Okay, that's why. I remember like 8 years ago or so. The last time I got to, I was on a fishing boat with some NASCAR fans, and yeah, they were just like talking about like, oh yeah, no, they're all still carbureted. They're required to be carbureted. I'm like, what the fuck, really? Right. This is like the 21st century.
Moving to the new century, guys. Come on.
The only thing I know about NASCAR is Dick Trickle.
Oh.
who apparently died in 2013.
Wow.
Good for you, Brita.
That's the only thing I know.
Oh, man. I'm fine.
Guys, I just wanted a sticker, man. I wanted to call up and say I love you guys, and I listen to you every week. Man.
Thanks.
Well, we love you, too.
Thanks
you for
listening.
Calling. Send Alan your email.
Good night.
All right. Bye.
Thanks.
Stickers.
Or regular mail, actually.
Yeah.
You can't send stickers by email.
Well,
so,
but if, you
know. So who or what was Dick Trickle?
Dick Trickle was a race car driver.
Wow.
Yeah.
Greatest name ever.
Or worst name ever.
We have another caller. Area code 270. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Going fine.
This is Tommy.
Hey, Tommy. Oh, yay. Tommy.
Oh, you sound tired, Tommy.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you guys for the shout-out last week.
Oh, you're welcome.
Car is still doing fine. Wanted to go ahead and say, not only 22 inches long, but she was 2.5 weeks early and 9 pounds, 5.8 ounces.
Can you imagine how much she would have weighed? Can you imagine how much she would have weighed if you'd waited until she was done?
No.
Yeah, we decided that we're happy she came early.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, God. Hey. I kind of, cringe.
I walked into a barn with one duck.
How early was she?
What's that?
How early was the baby?
How early? 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
She was due the 25th. She came on the 9th.
Yeah, that's still monstrous. That's a big girl.
She's super cute, though.
Yeah, she is.
Lots of hair on that kid.
I know. Where'd she get that?
Well, Aaron and I both have thick hair, I guess.
I guess so.
He's got more hair than my brother does now.
You know what, though? She doesn't look like Winston Churchill.
No, she
looks like Mao.
You know, she kind of does. She kind of
really. It's either Winston Churchill or Chairman Mao, and she got Mao.
She got Mao.
She's cute.
Plus, she's jaundiced, so that only helps.
Ooh.
So is it weird having this little person?
Oh yeah, I thought you meant weird. Yes, it is very odd.
Yeah.
It's actually even weirder when it stops getting weird. When you just find yourself sitting around having a conversation with a human being you made.
That sounds so weird.
Just wait.
I don't know if I can take that.
You're scaring Tommy weird.
Although some of the other people on Facebook with
Alan,
kids post stories every now and then.
I'm
like, I hope you're just a terrible parent and they're all like that.
I don't know if Weird knows this, but we sent the baby, or Alan sent the baby.
Yes.
A Squirrel Report t-shirt.
Nice.
Baby size.
We'll be dressed to match when we're at the NRA meeting and meet you guys.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So cute.
Good photo.
I'm not wearing my shirt.
Woohoo!
No, I mean, I'm not wearing my Squirrel Report shirt at the NRA convention. I am currently wearing a shirt. Weird.
Too late.
Too late.
Too late. The files have already been overwritten.
Okay. Never mind.
Oh, man.
Brita's wearing nothing but a pair of thigh-high Argyle socks. And some, and a pair of Daisy Dukes.
And some 5'11", some 5'11" tactical yoga pants.
No.
I had to go with the Argyle socks.
Oh, okay.
That's a weird choice.
The thigh highs.
Okay.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, let's move on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Hold on, I'm not done yet.
Stay on target.
That is actually what I kept saying during the birth.
Stay on target.
Every time I look, just stay on target. Stay on target. No, they said it was close. So I said, almost there.
Oh, my God.
Almost there.
I'm surprised she let you live.
No, Aaron, you switched off your targeting computer. What's wrong?
Oh, no.
Then there might have been yelling at that point. It's hard to keep it off.
Oh, yeah.
Did her head get adorably smushed flat?
It actually looked pretty normal, but they had to use the vacuum to pull her out because she was so big.
Ah!
But you couldn't really see it all that well because of the so much hair. So it just looked like a little out of round, but not super.
Yeah, they get amazingly out of round sometimes. You could have set a beer on the top of my daughter's head.
It's like we're pushing, we've got the vacuum, and I hear cord around her neck, and then they get her out. That's the point, I believe, where Aaron screams, "Get this thing out of me!"
Yes.
Then you take her over and start like suctioning blood out of her mouth. I'm like, okay, well, she's here.
Well, when the baby doesn't burst out of the mother's abdomen, you're already ahead of the game.
Yeah, I figured we were doing pretty okay on that, though. That might hurt less. I'm not sure.
Mm.
You know, every time I hear birth stories, for other women, you know, relay their birth stories, I always think to myself, there's always one thought in my head. I think, I like cats.
You sure do, Brita.
Cats are amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there have been many points in my life where I think, well, I should have had a baby. You know, that would be really nice. And then I hear the stories and I think, no, I like cats. I'm good
with
it.
You're going to try to steal ours, aren't you?
What?
You're going to try to steal ours, aren't you?
Well, you know, I rely on other people. I have a collection. So.
Well, yeah, that's the trick. Leave it to the other people.
You know, Brita is Faye. She may steal your baby.
Well. They'll know where to look.
I don't think she can hide her anywhere, though. The baby is half her size.
I know. The baby is actually almost half my size right now, which is weird.
And yet,
mm-hmm.
Ronan is still bigger.
For now.
Ronan, my or cat.
Giant cat.
Ronan, okay.
Well, Tommy?
Yeah, I warned Aaron going into this that my brother and I were both 9.5 pounds at birth. So I'm like, watch out. We're half Viking.
Your poor mother.
Apparently I had the large shoulders and the nurses had to push on my mom's stomach to get all of me out.
I like cats.
Which is sleepy. Yes, cats are great.
Yeah.
And you can just leave them at home with
food and a litter box. Which is awesome.
They come by? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, you said that before. I'm always surprised to hear this factoid.
Nope. Kittens, they know what to do.
Yep.
They just automatically poop in the box, huh?
That's right. Yep. They do. Brilliant.
It's like
but if you move the box 4 inches, they might not anymore.
It depends on the cat. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have problems with that. Apparently, my brothers are very picky about exact locations.
Huh. Yeah. Well, you know, no diapers. It's a bonus.
I like it. And you don't have to take them outside either.
It's hilarious when my daughter pees outside. Did I tell you that story?
No.
So we'd already had the poop for the day, and so swim diapers are essentially just designed to keep the turd from going for a swim.
Right.
Like, they've got no liquid absorbency, so, like, I've definitely been, like, holding her, like, poolside and had her take a leak, and it just runs all down you. And, but, you know, it's just designed so that she doesn't leave a turd in the pool. So if she's already pooped for the day, and I'm pretty sure she's out of poop, and she would want to go in the pool in the summertime, I would just get her dressed in the bathing suit regular style, because who cares? And so she had climbed out of the pool, and she was out playing. She has a little toy grill. And so she was cooking food on the grill, and then all of a sudden she stops and just pees all over her feet.
Oh, my God.
And the look of horror on her face on the what the fuck just happened was hilarious. Because it also wasn't a little bit of pee. It was a cow peeing on a flat rock kind of pee.
Well, they do say that is one of the ways to potty train babies is to let them run around without a diaper, and they realize real quick what's happening. Hey, I'm pooping on myself, or I'm peeing on the floor.
We may eventually do that. She knows how to do all the stuff. She just doesn't want to bother with it.
Yeah.
So we may at some point just switch her over to underwear and, you know, sometime on a weekend when we can clean up messes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. At this point in time, I kind of want to put a little bit of faith in her. She seems to be picking up on it pretty good. Just she's not interested. But eventually she will be interested.
Oh, Tommy, see what you have to look forward to.
Potty training.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Potty training and drinking heavily.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in.
Got a bourbon.
Thanks for calling in, Tommy. Right. We'll see you.
Thanks, guys. I will see you guys at the meeting.
All right.
Yep. I'm going to have to mail some stickers now for real. Alan.
What?
Alan has been a little bit lackadaisical about his mailing of the stickers.
I got them all out today.
Did you do it?
I did.
Okay.
Finally.
Yeah.
We did have some topics, and if you want to call in, 214-530-0036. Look, it's somebody calling in.
Oh, awesome.
It's area code 352. Hello.
It's me, Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Hi, Radis.
Radis.
So you liked a little bit about the shirts, didn't you? Like the little test thing I did.
I didn't see it. What?
You haven't seen them yet? I'll post them.
No.
Again.
Oh, he put them. He put links in the.
Oh crap! I got to scroll back. Hold on.
Score report in the.
No, I think it's before. I think it's before you joined in. So
no, she's there. It's there. He put them there.
Okay.
goo.gl/photos.
This is proof that Brita doesn't pay attention to the chat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But Brita, they were talking about Dick Trickle.
This is cute. The more hog. That's cute.
I especially like the third one. If you post them in the same order,
those are just the ones I put threw together because that's all I could find. I can't find all my squirrel reports.
Yeah, I emailed him the circle thing we were looking at, Brita.
Okay,
as a kind of
we could do more than one. It's not like a rule we have to pick one.
No, we don't.
Jeez,
we don't have to pick one at all. I mean we can have several.
I like the silhouette more than the outlining one.
Okay.
Just, I don't know. Just my thought. It seems consistent.
Okay. Those are just the ones I put together. I threw together because I couldn't find anything else.
Right.
Because, as I said, I swapped laptops and I couldn't find
Do you want me to email you the Squirrel Report stuff I have?
Yeah, anything you want. Just... You have my email.
Okay.
Just email me what you want it to look like.
Well,
anything,
I don't.
Any suggestions?
Yeah, I just meant the original Scorlicorn thing. I still have the.
No. I have the little model, the 3D model.
Okay. All right.
I can't find that. I can't find the one with the little the marking glass in it. I can't find those things.
That may be a little too detailed for.
Oh,
for
definitely,
this.
Definitely. Yeah. Listen, the first one on there is basically a quick 3D render, and I just did it all opaque, basically brightness, contrast, all the way down.
Right.
So that's basically how that one was. But yeah, any suggestions or things you don't like or anything like that, just email it to me, and I'll adjust everything.
Okay.
But because I got to work with something.
Yeah. Well, I think we're on the right track.
Okay.
Yeah, what you work with is your alarming genius, Redis. Alarming genius.
Oh, yes.
I spent an afternoon learning how to do text in a circle in Photoshop.
And now you know.
And now I know.
Yeah, text in a circle on Photoshop is a pain in the ass.
It's actually not that bad. In the new version is actually pretty easy.
Oh well, I haven't tried the newest one, but
yeah,
Illustrator is much easier. Just put it on a path.
I'm using Photoshop CC 2015.
Oh okay, no.
And it does the same thing. You build a path, and then you just type the text, and it goes on the path.
Oh, okay. They probably just tossed in some Illustrator stuff.
Yeah, they probably did.
But, yeah, that was – no, the fun thing I was doing was let me paste it in the chat.
This Week in Graphics Design, brought to you by the Score Report.
No. It's not graphic design. I was doing SMD soldering, which is a pain in the ass if you don't have the right stuff. So, no, it's lots of fun. But, I'll start working on those things, and I'll see what I have by next show.
Okay.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Redis.
Yeah, no problem.
T-shirts? Maybe a designer suit, a Squirrel Report designer suit?
Yeah, no.
That doesn't sound like a terrible idea, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Maybe a bow tie?
A leisure suit.
So weird going
as
a squirrel.
Oh man! You know, Alan, I'm gonna say all the fucking fashion shit that's like doing this retro thing.
Yeah.
Why did the leisure suit never come back?
Because it's horrible. That's why. It's the worst thing ever. Everybody looks at the leisure suit and says, "Never again."
I don't know.
Were they popular because polyester at the time was like this newfangled fabric and they decided to...
I'm not sure.
I don't know. The 70s were also just ugly.
I'm not sure the leisure suit was ever that popular outside of California. Because I never saw anybody in real life wear one.
My dad had one.
All right. Well, did he wear it?
Until he met my mom.
Was he wearing it when he met your mom?
That I don't know. That I don't know. I do know that my mom specifically put the kibosh on dad's leisure suit.
A singularly ugly. Oh man. You go look at like a Sears catalog from 1976 or 77. It's just hideous. Hideous.
So many sweater vests.
Vests in general, I don't like them. But my wife and now my daughter are both huge vest people.
Sweater vests?
No, not sweater vests. Sweater vests is just a fucking waste of time. But I'm talking about just vests in general. It's one of those, like, if I'm cold, I'm going to put on a fucking coat.
Yeah. Your arms are still cold.
If I'm not cold, why do I need an extra layer?
Yeah, I remember in the 70s those poofy down vests were popular also.
Yeah.
Poofy vests are still popular with like that kind of sorority set. They wear the Han Solo outfit.
Mm-hmm. I've seen.
They wear the brown knee high boots and the tight jeggings and a white shirt and then a vest, puffy vest, and they all look like Han Solo. I wouldn't know.
Hideous. Hey, thanks for calling, Radis.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
You know what's really great is if you type in leisure suit into Google Images, not only do you get a bunch of images of leisure suits and actually modern leisure suits, which appear to be like from like the idea of fashion catalogs where like you see a fashion show and you see these outfits that you will never ever see a real human being wearing. But also lots of screen captures from all the Leisure Suit Larry games.
I used to love Leisure Suit Larry. That was an awesome game.
That was an awesome game.
Video game?
Yeah, Leisure Suit Larry and the Land of the Lounge Lizards.
That was the first one.
Yeah, Leisure Suit Larry, and what it was kind of like a world thing. It was kind of like two dimensionally World of Warcraft sort of. I mean, like there was this world you navigated, right? Grand Theft Auto. It was kind of like that. Not so much.
Not in Lounge Lizards.
No, but there was like this leisure, you know, I mean, you walked into the bar and, you know, you're like, you know, doing.
Is this like a porn video game?
Kind of.
That was its big claim. That was the big thing was it was claimed to be a pornographic video game. And it had like age constraints in it and all that stuff, but really it wasn't all that saucy. I think there might have been some pixelated boobies at one point.
Yeah, that's,
but the whole thing was Larry was a complete socially inept dipshit in the early 80s who was trying to get laid for the first time. Pretty much you spend 90% of the game getting completely shot down. I think you do actually get laid at the very, very end.
Yeah,
and you don't see anything.
It's like 8-bit. Naked women.
And it's really just – and literally pretty much the ending of the first Leisure Suit Larry is, holy shit, I did it. Never thought that was going to happen.
So it's like a really great kind of
– Well, it was a Sierra game. So
nerd projection.
Did you ever play like King's Quest or any of the quests?
No.
King's Quest, Police Quest, Space Quest.
Yeah, it was like –
But like it's a nerd, it was like nerd projection quest, game. You know? So you have like this guy who's trying to get laid.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was built off of the framework of all those Sierra games. So
the original one,
you use the arrow keys to walk Larry around and then you type simple command lines into the command line. So open door, you know, talk to waitress, stuff like that.
Oh, you guys.
Yep. Hey, you know, this was back in the day when if you wanted to see half-naked chicks, you had to look at the lingerie section of the Sears catalog.
Really?
Me personally, we used to go into the sand pits where the high school kids would drink and see if one of them forgot to grab one of their skin mags when they left.
Yeah, that was always an option, too. It was hit or miss.
So you'd just be like, oh, my God, I've got this water damage because it was a heavy dew.
Yep. Oh, man. Kids today do not know how good they have it.
Oh, man.
As long as they're not doing it at the library, I don't care.
But they are doing it at the library, aren't they?
No,
they don't. You know what? The kids today after school, they really don't use the computers that often because they all have smartphones. So we have a kind of a small group of kids who like to get on the computer after school and they play this certain game. They all play it together. They're all like together, but they're playing a game together. You know, they log on to the same game and they're
all like,
what game
is it?
I don't, it looks really, it's like these big circles and they bounce these circles. I haven't really paid attention to what it is, but I think it's an online game and they have these circles and they bounce these circles off of each other and something happens and I don't even know. It's very simple, but we have a bunch of kids playing that game after school. But the rest of the kids, the older, little bit older kids, they have smartphones. And I'm sure they know how to look up porn on their phone.
Yep. Well, that's what I was actually thinking of. These days where everyone has like a smart device.
Yeah.
You know, is the, you know, probably at best what the people are doing is like parking their car outside the library and grabbing the free Wi-Fi from outside and jerking off in the parking lot.
Oh God. I'm sure we have those too.
Like in their 70s custom van.
Yeah. I'm sure we have those people like after hours, they come in and they sit in our parking lot, but our building is mostly concrete and steel. So the Wi-Fi doesn't
cage.
Yeah. And it's, you know, there's like two parking spots in front of the building that really get good Wi-Fi, but the rest is no. So,
so the van parked in that spot that's rocking back and forth at 2 a.m.
Hey, at that point, I'm off the clock.
You're not the library police anyway.
Alan, did you have a custom van in the 70s?
I did not.
What about a mustache?
But you know what? I didn't have a
mustache. Did you ever have a mustache, Alan? Ever in your life?
Well, I mean...
Were there pictures?
No.
Oh, damn it.
One of my coworkers brought in, this was early 80s, a photograph of him with both a mullet and a mustache.
Ooh. Now, if he had like, sideburns, that would have been a trifecta.
I'm like, you are a very brave man to bring these in.
I wanted to talk I wanted to talk about the guy who this was last week after the show. I guess it was Friday. Apparently there was a bunch of Black Lives Matter people that were blocking the street, and some guy drove through the crowd. There's a link. It was on the Daily Cause, and he was all pissed off because, you know, oh, the police charged the protesters with all kinds of, like, you know, basically the driver didn't get any charge with anything.
when you sent me the link, I'm like, I watched the video first, and then I started reading the text.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, this dude's fucking outraged that these assholes blocking a major highway got fucking nudged. I mean, the dude didn't lay on the throttle.
No,
he just pretty much put it in gear and took his feet off the brakes and just said, fine, guys, try to stop me. Right. And they did. They all piled up on the hood trying to push back.
Right. And that's what they got charged with.
And this guy's all outraged. I'm like, who the fuck is like taking umbrage with this? And I go up and I go, oh, it's Daily Cause, of course. Daily Cause.
And the comments are hilarious. This is one of the times where I recommend reading the comments just for the comments.
Oh, I didn't read the comments.
Oh, the comments are hilarious.
I'm pulling this shit up.
They are just, you know, at this point there's like almost 700 comments, and they're just hilarious. So anyway, the protesters were arrested and charged with resist arrest, injury, and something else, and somebody else was criminal damage to property and a bunch of other stuff. Because, you know, basically they're blocking a highway, and that's against the law. You can't do that legally. And my attitude is, if you're going to go play in traffic, you might get run over. There are no crosswalks across the highway. Pedestrians do not have the right of way on a highway.
No, you're not allowed to be on the highway. I mean, there's a
right. It's against the law.
Here in New England, there is a big old sign at the entrance just about every highway that has no riding your bicycle, no riding your horses, no pedestrians.
Right.
Yeah, it says it on, I guess not every entrance, but almost every entrance to a major highway, there's a little sign that pretty much just says, no, you can't be doing this. Like, you can't, you know, the hitchhikers on the side of the road could be arrested at any time.
Sure. you know, now they're not going to arrest you if you have to walk and get gas or something, I guess. But, you know, I mean.
No, I mean, that's an extraneous. That's like right. My town has a no discharge of firearms rule. But, hey, guess right. what? If someone breaks into my house or mugs me on the street here and I put a right. couple in them, you know, that's, you know, they're not going to charge me with discharging right. a firearm because I was defending my life.
Right. So anyway, I thought that was funny. I thought it would, in reading the apoplectic comments by people who are just can't understand why these poor innocent protesters were arrested.
Oh. Plus, you've got a bunch of the Black Lives Matter, I hate all fucking cops people, which is always amusing too.
Right.
But hey, guess what? Those dipshits, yeah. Someone's breaking into their house, they're calling the cops.
Oh, yeah.
Again, no, I get it. Cops are not your friends, and there are whole departments that are completely corrupt as shit. And actually, speaking of corrupt cops and police state and all that, Alan, you gotta drop the mic on this Apple thing.
Oh. Well... Okay. There are a couple of interesting things, and for everybody that doesn't know, the terrorist, the ones in California,
San Bernardino,
the San Bernardino shooters. Apparently, one of them had an iPhone 5C or 5S. I don't know. It was a 5 something. Anyway, One of the features on the iPhone is that you can turn on a setting that after 10 failed attempts to put in the code, it erases the phone. And the phone is encrypted. All the data on the phone is encrypted. So at least from what I can gather and from what I've read, the FBI has the phone. They subpoenaed Apple for all the data and all the backup files that were on the iCloud, and Apple gave them that. But they think there's data on the phone that is not in the iCloud, so they want to open it up. Well, they don't know if this 10-try thing is turned on or not. But the only way to know that is to try it 10 times and see if the phone erases. So they don't want to do that.
Wait a minute. So it's 10 times?
Right.
So this whole time I've been like, every time I try to open my phone when I'm drunk, it takes me like 2 times.
Right.
I've been stressing out. I thought it was 3 times and then
no,
your phone
it's
would.
10.
Oh, it's 10. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Bria, do you have it turned on? But will your phone nuke?
I thought it was like automatic. No.
Well, I think it's a default setting when you turn
well,
on.
Well, I thought it was 3
My
times.
Wife sure won't.
If you get it wrong 3 times, your phone erases.
But anyway,
when my daughter gets a hold of my wife's phone, she just goes, you know what? Just put the phone in jail. That's
– Yeah. Well, but here's the thing is what the FBI would like Apple to do is create And this gets into a lot of crap nobody wants to hear about. But basically what the FBI has asked for and what a federal court in California has ordered Apple to do is basically to create a custom firmware load for that phone, which is signed by Apple so it can be installed when the phone is put into the boot ROM mode, like so you can load a file onto it. And that would allow the FBI to do unlimited, basically bypass the time thing. So basically they can do unlimited tries, and they want it to be tries like from the USB port, not somebody having to stand there and type them in on the screen. Apple has said, we don't want to do this. And they issued a long letter to the, you know, to their customers and basically the whole world saying, this is a really, really insanely bad idea for a lot mm-hmm. of reasons. It's a really insanely bad idea. And it is because you can, you know, I mean, look at the history of law enforcement, abuse of things that were intended for one purpose, RICO, Patriot Act, everything they get, they take and run with and use it against unintended,
SWAT teams.
Crimes. SWAT teams, exactly.
SWAT teams is the big one.
They got, SWAT
teams were designed for, yeah, you've got these weird, like, terrorists take over the mall.
Right.
Sort of ideas. So you need, you know, we got to call in, like, the National Guard, and those guys are just weekend warriors. So, no, really, we need to, like, call in some elite, like, troop. Well, why
hostage
don't we just,
situations and, you know, stuff like that.
Why don't we
that.
Train our guys to be the elite groups? Great. But now, but oh man, that town's got their SWAT team, so I want a SWAT team.
Right.
So and now then, every fucking town has a SWAT team.
And then the SWAT teams sit around and don't do anything. So they're like, hey, let's use these guys for whatever. And now
unless they get down to the, oh yeah, no, this is a serious pipe hitting drug dealer. He's murdered like a bunch of people. He's got lots of guns. He's got lots of security. He's got lots of dudes in the building. But we got a warrant for his arrest.
Yeah.
What do we do? Call him up, tell him what you want, a free TV set.
Yeah.
Wait, you're not going to send the guys in the black ninja masks and the MP5s?
Yeah, they might get shot. We don't want that.
I'm not. I don't care what my armor is rated for. And I ain't taking a hit on the plate.
Right. So now they got SWAT teams going after people that have, like, delinquent college loans.
Nice.
There's a good use of your money. So anyway, that's Apple's point is number one, this is a really bad idea for that reason, because they only want it for that one phone. But
they're building
it.
The back door for every fucking phone.
Well, right, but because the minute Apple does it, they're going to say, okay, we want this on everything. And then once it's on everything, it's not just the federal government that's going to do it. It's the People's Republic of China that's going to do it. It's Iran that's going to do it. It's Russia that's going to do it. It's every plus it's not just governments that'll do it. It's every hacker known to man, because once a backdoor exists, it will get out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. The other
TSA keys.
Right. The other thing, the other reason that Apple, doesn't want to do it is they don't, you know, they think it's a bad precedent. And I agree. In fact, the ACLU and the EFF have also come out in support of Apple. I'm not the biggest fan of the ACLU. I don't like that they ignore like half the Bill of Rights. But you know, every once in a while they do something right.
The ACLU isn't actually concerned with the Bill of Rights. They just use the Bill of Rights as a cudgel for their political views.
Right. But in this instance,
they're still supporting the Bill of Rights some of the time. So you know what? Some of the time they're going to be right.
Right. Now, the interesting thing and the thing that bothers me a little bit is every single presidential candidate that's a serious candidate, not, you know, the Libertarian Party guy or whatever, Cruz, Trump, all the other ones have all come out supporting. Oh yes, support the FBI. Apple should do this. Apple
not voting.
Do this backdoor.
Not voting.
And it is a criminal lack of understanding of modern infrastructure that the people that are vying to run the government of the country don't understand something so basic.
Mm-hmm.
And don't have
To be fair, if they were smart, they'd get a real job.
Well, that's true.
Well, that's the bottom line. There's nobody here and nobody listening to us wants to be fucking president.
No.
It's a turd job.
It's a horrible job. But that's also, you know, you read about the IRS getting hacked, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And basically, you know, people piss and moan that, oh, federal government workers make so much more money. Well, federal government workers make more money than the guys working in Walmart. But I guarantee you, if you know your shit in the IT world, you can make a hell of a lot more money working for a company in the private sector. The people that have IT jobs that aren't in the NSA are not the top coders. They're just not. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, think what is the IT appeal for going to work for the Internal Revenue Service?
Stick it to them dirty Republicans.
Yeah, those guys are all trying to go move to California and work for Google. So,
or Pixar.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, so you got the federal government going, yeah, we'll keep you safe. You know, they can't even keep their own shit safe. And, you know, anyway, you got me on a rant, man.
Yep, but I thought we wanted to get into it because I'm just like, I'm hearing like on listening to talk radio today. Yeah, again, they're all jumping in going, oh man, no, you know, we can't, we can't have the government going and the quote unquote conservative types are going, oh no, you know, we gotta stick it to these terrorists.
You
don't stick to the terrorists by fucking everybody.
Yeah, I am far, far, far more worried about the federal government having this power than I am about any acts of terrorism in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Because the government being able to get into all your shit is far worse than terrorism.
Well, I mean, there's that meme that's going around by the anti-gun crowds that, you know, oh, more people have been killed in the last like 10 years or whatever the hell timeline they want. More people have been killed by, you know, by firearms domestically than in all the wars.
What?
And I mean, they're just.
Yeah, they're conveniently ignoring the socialist paradises that killed people by the millions.
They're definitely dealing with just frontline stuff. They're not there yet. Yeah,
I was about to say Pol Pot. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, one guy alone killed more people than
because the people that Pol Pot killed don't count because they weren't armed and fighting back.
Right. Oh, I see.
Yeah, or in same thing with like kids stepping on landmines and all that stuff. No, I mean it's all bullshit, but they say that. But again, no matter what you say, you know, the biggest danger of all times is government.
Of course,
that's just Pol Pot, you know, Mao,
yeah,
Hitler, Stalin. It just governments are going to kill more people than any epidemic, any this, any of that. I mean, you know, after the bubonic plague, after we discovered antibiotics and hygiene,
right?
Government immediately became the number one threat to human existence.
Sure.
So,
you know,
yeah.
I work with a woman and she's married to a man who is from Cambodia.
Ooh.
She's an American woman and he's Cambodian. And, they recently, you know, within the past 5-10 years went back to Cambodia and they, you know, they have a child together. So they brought the family and they went to Cambodia and they went to his hometown and they went to his, you know, surrounding area of where he grew up. And specifically they were looking for people that he might be related to, family members.
Mm-hmm.
And
were any alive?
They found zero people. He could not find a single family member in the whole area that they searched for. They searched for his family. They could not find a single one. And this woman is maybe, I would say she's in her 50s. She's not that much older than me. She's in her 50s. You know, I'm assuming he's in, you know, the same age bracket as she is. And they have a daughter in college. And it's shocking to me that sort of thing can happen so recently. And yet most Americans don't know about it. And they don't know why it happened. And yet you have, I don't even know, millions of people in this country who think Bernie Sanders is great with his socialism.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
It I don't know. It's horrible. But at the same time I sit back and I think, well, this is exactly going exactly as they planned.
Of course it is.
You know, when you stop educating people about history and you stop telling them, you know, teaching them about philosophy and politics and history, this is what happens. People forget.
Mm-hmm.
And the ideal sounds terrific. Like, oh, socialism, let's all work together.
But let's face it.
I mean, share and, you know, whatever, but.
The Khmer Rouge was a direct result of us withdrawing from Vietnam. So really, the Khmer Rouge was kind of just a dirty little secret of the left anyway, because they were so damn happy that that damn dirty war was over.
Right.
That, oh, but now the people that essentially we were cheering for of the, yeah, beat back these American imperialists.
Right.
Were killing people at a rate greater than fucking Hitler.
Sure.
I mean, yep. That's the bottom line. Is everybody knows about Hitler. I mean, it's Godwin's law. Everything always devolves to Hitler and all that. Except for Hitler was kind of a piker when it comes to mass graves.
He was pretty inefficient compared to the rest of them.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he was really, really good at being like documenting it and all that. So there's a lot of shit you can hang your hat on with Hitler. You know, it's the deaths from the Holocaust can kind of be a little bit more real, so to speak, just because they did such a good job at documenting and they were selling all the clothes and there's all the photographs and all that stuff where, you know, the killing fields of the Khmer Rouge was really kind of under wraps and not as much. So there's that. But also just – but again, defeating the Nazis was a war we were all rooting for.
Mm-hmm.
Letting the communists take over Southeast Asia. No, right. No, let them do it. Let them do it. That's fine.
Well,
and I wonder why. Is it because of, I hate to go there, but I think, is it partially racism because they have like such a foreign culture to us? They're like, well, you know, let those brown people do whatever they're going to do.
It's because World War II was a fight between international socialism and national socialism.
Oh.
And the international socialists won.
And here we are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, that's a cheerful note to end on.
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
I don't know.
Well, there was something else I wanted to say. Something else. Crap.
The Pope hates Donald Trump.
And what's her face? His face. Caitlyn Jenner. Yes? Now is reporting that she gets more flack for being a Republican than being transgender.
Of course.
And, oh my God, color me shocked.
Yep.
Oh, the other thing. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to laugh at, what's his name? Kanye?
Kanye West.
What the hell is going on with that?
He was begging Mark Zuckerberg
for
this
money
week for
$1 billion.
Yeah. $1 billion.
Wait, what's happening?
Kanye was smoking some serious.
The ego on that guy is amazing.
No, I think he was high. Come on, he's high as fuck.
Kanye says he's like $150 million in debt or some bullshit like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
$50 million, whatever. And he wants Mark Zuckerberg to help a brother out, invest in Kanye $1 billion.
A billion.
A billion.
Because he said he was the – oh, God. He said he was the Walt Disney of this generation.
Oh.
Walt Disney. Really?
And that he smokes a lot, yes.
I don't even know.
It's amazing.
Every time I see a picture of Kanye West, he looks like a slack-jawed idiot. Like,
that's
there's nothing.
He is a slack-jawed idiot.
Nothing behind the eyes. It's disturbing.
But he puts
poor
his penis
Kanye.
In Kim Kardashian, so that's worth something.
Who hasn't?
I haven't.
Well, yeah, okay.
But that's voluntary. I really wouldn't want to.
Okay, good.
I guess for sport, I would fuck her with Jay's dick.
He's not here to speak for himself. You can't say that today.
Yes, I can, because he's probably unconscious, so therefore it'd be really easy.
He's never going to listen to this. You have to inform him next week.
Nah.
What you're doing with him.
Oh, by the way, Jay, you weren't here, but we...
We decided.
That's what you get for not being here.
I totally poop-fucked Kim Kardashian with Jay's dick.
Oh, God.
Oh, and I definitely do the brown eye, because let's get Jay's dick all stinky. Ha-ha.
And why not?
Sure.
Adorable.
Now, there is a note to end on.
Yes, please.
Oh, Lordy. We'll be back next week.
Okay.
We sure will.
And y'all have a good weekend.
Okay.
And, I guess that's it.
All right. Good night, Internet.
Bye.
Good night.